Good morning, everyone. Hello. Aloha.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good
morning. Nice to have all of you here. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get started. We're going to move to lecture mode. So everyone take a nice big breath. You know, each group I work with is a little different, and this one is definitely different. I felt it all night and all morning. So we're just going to see what the group energies bring and see what comes up. So with that next breath, I'd like your belly just to come out as much as it can. And then when you exhale, pull your belly button all the way back to your spine. Take a deep breath of what we call in Hawaii mana, which is life force. And all things are made out of mana in the Hawaiian world. I need to strengthen everyone's core, and what I mean by that is that column of light right down the center of your body. And until we establish that, we just put it there. Just imagine it there, sense it there, or just allow that it could be there. And here we go. Any interference with this, we'll go ahead and just move that out of the way. And that's usually a cautionary part of ourselves that isn't really sure. If you have a definite no, I'm not doing this, I'm just listening, that's fine too. Okay, good. All right. So when we have the column of light in the middle of our body, the next thing I want to do is make sure everyone is on the new earth grids. And so we're going to do that with imagining the new earth completely around you. You can be in the middle of the earth, you can be standing on top of it, but it's going to be a big field of energy. And I'm just going to work everyone's connection to it until it feels strong and light. What I mean by the new earth is probably what you would think of as the evolution of earth. Maybe even a sense of a paradise earth or a heaven on earth, a sense of the best it could be. Clean, clear, healthy, clean water, clean air, and a sense that we are evolving together. All right, very good. And the next thing we're going to do is just make sure our source is strong. So many people only allow just a couple teaspoons of source to enter their world. And so let's let go of any control that we've put on that flow. And let's move that out now. And any restriction we learn to have. Because oftentimes our families or religious teaching puts us in some sort of unstated or stated belief that we can only have a little bit or we may not be worthy. And when we work on these parts of ourselves, it's amazing how people really start to blossom, and the restrictions that they felt that were just natural to them slip away. Take another breath. Just letting the sync up happen between source, you, and the new earth. Now, the reason we're all here is because we still have parts of ourselves in our consciousness embedded in the old way, in the patterns of childhood, and you know what they are because they make you feel heavy and weary, and it often causes like a mental fight within yourself. Why is this happening to me? Why can't it be better? And everywhere that you're feeling this kind of restriction is, anytime we're feeling this kind of restriction, there's a part of our power that is placed in that other thinking pattern, in that other energetic pattern. And if you could see your energy field as this beautiful column of light, and as you go through life, when you have a stressful event, when you have a conflict, when you have a shock, when you have a surgery, when you have had all the things that life often brings, we often let go of a little bit of our soul. Our soul can split off, and also our consciousness can split off and disassociate. And what we want to do is bring all of that back. And where do we bring it back to? We bring it back to our core. And when it gets back to our core, this is where we can become more empowered. We have actual authority, inner authority in our life. We have inner authority with our physical body more. And we have more inner love, self-regard. Take a deep breath. That one's hard for some of you. And wisdom. And why are we wiser after this? We're wiser because, not that we weren't wise before, but we have hit some sort of energetic dead end. You know, some part of ourselves is in like an energetic cyst of movement outside of ourselves, and it's controlling us in some way, consciously or unconsciously. And as we take the power or our consciousness out of that and bring it back and reintegrate it, the condition it was attached to can dissolve. And this is what we call resolving an issue in our life. And when we do that, we strengthen our core and we strengthen our heart and we strengthen our ability to live longer because we've let go of more toxic stuff that's holding us back. It would be like, you know, taking out old programs in your computer that weren't working right. I often use the term the biocomputer for the core. It's a bit of your soul and your central nervous system. And this is where we have programmed ourselves or have been programmed by our life. Take a deep breath. Now, some of these programs we're born with, and some of these programs we pick up collectively, and some of these programs we pick up through our parents or our family of origin. Some of them are very conscious and some are not conscious. Another breath, please. I'm going to refer to the infinite potential frequently, and you can consider that the potential of matter. You can think of that as everything that can be, all of your brightest possibilities. You can also think of it as a cosmic Christ consciousness coming in to assist you. You can think of it as God. You can think of it as the universe, whatever works, that power that's higher than our human thinking shows up in a benevolent way to assist us. Non-judgmental, completely accepting the road that you have walked. Take a deep breath. And it's because we call this part of ourselves that completely accepts us that we're able to accept ourselves. And that's when sometimes we get the emotional parts come up and we begin to cry and we begin to realize, wow, that was much harder, this part of my life, than I wanted to acknowledge before. But in acknowledging it and allowing the tears to flow, that's an easy way for us to bring back that part of ourselves. Now, how do we make this happen as gracefully as possible? And first, I'd like to say it's okay if it seems ugly and messy. It's okay if it seems that, oh, I'm just an emotional wreck right now. I want you just to continue the love and love all the way through. We're going to bring in big pieces of yourself that have been lost to you through this time, other times, other dimensions, any places. And as they come back in, as they integrate within your soul, you will become more empowered. But it doesn't mean that you won't go through a stage of grief over the life that you lived that you didn't really want to, you just didn't know how not to. Take a deep breath. And also, sometimes we get emotional when we accept the person that we were that went through that didn't know any better. It's sometimes tears of compassion for ourselves, and that's fine too. Okay. So next, I'd like you, with your core, with that core knowing, to kind of see or feel or imagine yourself before you were born, before you incarnated into your mother's womb. And if you were adopted, just imagine the mother you've probably imagined. And you can see yourself standing outside the body just before your conception. And I want you to see yourself in your true form before you got here, who you are, what your expectations were, what you wanted to do. What is it that you wanted to learn? Some came because they wanted an adventure. Some came because they wanted to help humanity. Some came, you know, just for the experience. And some came out of love because they knew that their awakening would awaken other people. Some came to play in the consciousness of density, where we feel separate when the truth is we are whole. Take a deep breath. Some have more specific things that you might feel. And it's okay if you don't feel anything. Just be here with yourself before your conception. Just feel what that was like. The siblings you're about to contract with, if you have them, the parents you're contracting with, those who are adopted, you go through almost a double contract. I would like you to see yourself within your mother's womb. Of course, we're imagining this. And you might be able to feel it or have a sensory of it that you didn't before. And within this space, as you're growing, as you're becoming a human being, you are an open receptacle for all the things that she is feeling. So many of us had mothers that were confused, frightened, excited, scared, many, many things. Some of our mothers didn't actually want us, and that may have just been part of them that didn't want us. And some of our mothers didn't want us at all. And I want you just to be with that truth, whatever comes to you. And we're going to bring in the divine light. We're going to bring in this consciousness, this infinite potential for your development to be renewed, like a rebirth. And so I'd like you to feel that feeling of what it had been like if your mother completely wanted and accepted you and had the tools to be a great mother for you. And maybe she did. Now, if you don't resonate to this yourself, but you feel like you have some cleanup you want to do with a child you birthed, that's fine too. You can see it from that perspective. But I'd like you to see the baby within the womb, and I would like you to feel complete, unconditional love for this child and its journey it's about to make, and the amazing journey it's going to make. Now, the child floats in fluid, amniotic fluid, and the emotions, I think there's a lot of transfer within the fluid as well as the umbilical cord for nutrition. And as the baby absorbs this, as you absorb this, let's clean it up. Let's clean up all the emotions from your mother that you may have felt. And let's love each of you and just transmute all of that energy that you took in at your conception and at your development through pregnancy. I'm running energy through anybody's feelings about the nutrition, the blood, the fluid. At a certain point, you would have been able to feel what's happening outside of her body. You might have responded to sounds. You may have at some level known other people she was around. And you definitely knew your mother's moods. So to the degree that those moods interfered with the best life you could have, let's just go ahead and accept and love them and free them so that we can strengthen ourselves to the most beautiful possible development we could have had. Just feel unconditional love flowing into you at that early age. Okay. At a certain point, you were born. Your time came. There was no way you could stay in any longer. And you were greeted into the world. Some of us were greeted by very happy, excited mothers. Some of us were greeted by mothers who were passed out on drugs. Some of us were greeted by a nursing staff that may or may not have been too tired to actually do their jobs that day. And some of us were greeted by very professional but distant people. And all of that had some sort of sensory effect on us and had some effect on us. So let's make that so how we were greeted was in true love and acceptance and delight and celebration that you showed up. And so all the other things that you're feeling about this, just keep loving those feelings, and I'll keep deleting those out of the body. At a certain point, you may have met your father, who was also probably very frightened and scared or bored or all the things fathers may have felt. And I want you to love that part of yourself that may have taken in that kind of programming about fathers and what you could expect from this person. Okay. You may have gone home to siblings, a nanny. You may have gone home to a grandmother. You may have gone home to just a very tired mother. Whatever your circumstances were, I'd just like you to feel loved and blessed on your birthday. Take a deep breath. Okay. Now, as your mother begins to nurse you, care for you, be with you, you may have been also picking up how she felt, her nervousness, her tiredness, and all this. This is familiar to you because you've been with her. Her exhaustion is at a different level now, and her hormones have shifted. Okay, so take a deep breath. And we're just clearing out all of the residual energies you may be carrying from those times. All of us have a multidimensional soul team. We may not be aware of them, but they're there. They're parts of us and parts of a soul group that are aware of us and are our cheerleading squad. You could think of it that way. And if you would like to, you can envision that group also with you through your development, cheering you on, reminding you that you are love and that you are acceptable and wanted, no matter what the family may be showing you. When we're born, we have something within us that wants to be lifted and held and picked up, and something greater than ourselves. It's some sort of a hard wiring all babies have in order to be accepted. And we often, as we grow older, sometimes that stays the same. And because of that, we end up with an idea of the divine as more parental than neutral or just pure love. And so I'd like you just to go into the parts of yourself that have parental views confused with the divine. And let's delete that for everyone. Okay, good. All right, so we're moving on in our development. And we've learned how to push up, you know, by 2 months, and we can turn towards sounds. We're just really like an open book, and we're like a brand new computer taking in all this information and how to grow and how to be a person and how to fit in. And not just from our family of origin, we're also picking it up collectively. And just the unspoken and the collective connections your parents had and your family had. And, you know, the collective, as we know, is what's going on in the news, what's going on with between countries, the information that's transferred. If you were born in the digital age through that or through newspapers at the age before. And I'd like you to clear this. I'd like you to clear all the dysfunctional collective information that you are taking in at this young age. Just move that out and just replace it with self-acceptance, self-empowerment, and the wisdom you're gaining. Okay. By 6 months, you're responding to other people's emotions. Some of us can pull the stand, and by 9 months, you know, if not before, we're crawling, and we can watch gravity in action as we drop food off of the high chair. And, you know, we're learning more, we're taking in more. So as we go through this timeline, just go ahead and feel love in every moment. If any memories come up, any pictures you saw of yourself, strike something within you. Just pour in the unconditional love and allow that to be there for you. And now we're moving on. Somewhere between 9 months and a year, we can get shy with strangers. We have preferences of who we want to be with. And And even if something is very dysfunctional, that's our norm. We've already learned to adopt a dysfunctional norm. And fitting in is important, because if we do not fit in, you know, we're not part of the family. It's part of our survival. So all the things that we learn to take in dysfunctionally, let's go ahead and allow those to disintegrate. And allow the infinite potential to remake what we take in the world. From those very early days, we can keep repeating dysfunctional patterns over and over. By 1 year, you know, we can walk alone. We can scribble, use a spoon. By two, we can be defiant, and we can run and kick things. We can really kind of develop more of our own sense of a separate identity, and some of it is mimicking as well. Okay. I want to see, as you're five, you're kind of a, you know, we're all little princesses by five, or princes by five, and we can follow instructions, even a little bit more complicated ones. We generally know what an imagination is versus what is real. And we also have a sense of ourselves as a creative being. You know, we can act, we can sing, we can dance. And we really enjoy this. Some of it develops earlier, but it kind of comes in. That's when you see kids start to put on performances and things. And by six, you're following very complex commands from the outer world. And if you think about it, how old are you now, and how many years have you been following complex commands by others? And some of those are dysfunctional. Some of them are, when we age, we're supposed to get sick and die. When we age, we're not supposed to have as much money. If we get a certain illness, it means that this cascade of symptoms must follow. And so we begin to, little by little, lose our ability to create our world as we follow the commands of the society, of the family, and as the collective have given us. So we're going to go back, and we're going to dare to be a little different. So take a deep breath. The part of us that feels that we must break down, our body must break down as quickly as it does. Throughout time, people have lived for different lengths of time. Sometimes they live longer, sometimes they live shorter. And a lot of that is the collective expectation and what we know to be true. And our body is going to follow those commands. So we're always releasing those from the body. The expectations, even our own, we're always releasing it and allowing the body to be free of those messages. So take a deep breath, and anywhere that you feel that your body is following a command for a symptom or a breakdown, I want you to go ahead and love that part that feels an inevitability about it, because it's not true. So you might see parts of yourself in any time, space, or dimension that this came from, or it might just be in your family of origin. It might be something your doctor told you. If you'd like to surpass these expectations, go ahead and invite the part of yourself that has it back to yourself with love. If it's too overwhelming to invite that part into your heart, those of you who've listened to the MP3s, you've followed this guidance to bring these things into your heart, you can put it just outside your heart, about a foot. Okay, take a deep breath, and let's pour unconditional love into these parts of ourselves. just keep loving these parts. And now we're going to go to the parts of ourselves that believe that we don't have authority over our careers, how we make our way in the world, or our finances. So I'd like you to invite all the parts of yourself or all the consciousness that you have out there that is in this disbelief, in this stuckness of the same and not moving forward financially. And let's go ahead and love that. I see a few of you with like big walls around this information. And so I'm going to just sort of beam the unconditional love right through it until we get to these soul pieces that are ready to come in. And when they come in, we are empowered. We have more power. And of course, we have more wisdom because some part of ourselves was out learning somewhere else. It's like into like a negative library. But you do become more wise when you bring it back. So here we go. Okay, so we have a lot of people on this call who really are interested in money things. So here it comes. And a really good job, guys. Okay, some of you are also quite ill. And so I want you to go to the parts of yourself that decided to break down and die. And almost everybody's got this, even if you feel like you're healthy. So I want you to go find, just sort of look, see if there's anything there. And if you feel it, feel that little tug of it, just allow yourself to put the unconditional love within it. And as it gets touched by the unconditional love, it comes home, and that's to your core. Some of you might feel frustrated. Some of you might feel tears. Whatever it is, love what's next. So if you feel frustrated, love the part that feels frustrated. If you feel exuberant, love that too. And each act of love takes you to the next step of healing and shifting. Okay, I want to go back to our first days of school. Those of you who went to a school, usually a kindergarten in the U.S. anyway, it's a first and second grade. And while you're there, I want you to kind of remember how that felt to enter this new group. And you might have been excited. You might have been happy. Some of us couldn't wait to get away from home and to try something new. Some of us were scared and shy. And if it was for any other reason, it doesn't matter. But any parts of yourself that felt shy, let's go ahead and invite them back. Very good. The parts that felt inhibited, let's love those parts. Okay. Some of you came in with some big physical symptoms, so I'd like to strengthen everyone's ability to detox, strengthen the lymph system, elimination system, opening the exit portals and let things leave, working on the brain, the nervous system, allowing layers and layers just to dissolve off that are from the energetic realms and things that have already progressed into the physical. We're just going to also allow the energy to be there and allow it to drain. Drain out. Anybody that's experienced excessive inflammation, I'll just go ahead and send this energy in now. So we'll go into the biocomputer, that core of the energy, and we'll ask the parts of ourselves that need to get the inflammation just right. If you have a cut or something, you need some inflammation, great. If you're fighting yourself and beating up your own body, let's calm that down. So let's strengthen everyone to the right modulation of inflammation. I had a few emails from people who felt like they had too much virus or bacteria in their system, and so we'll add some energy for that as well, for any overgrowth from the microbiome to be harmonized to the right biome for your physical intelligence, your physical body, your innate knowing. Strengthen everyone's central nervous system. And also the detox of that. And upgrade, regeneration, rejuvenation. And then for all the fields that are working well, we're just going to strengthen that to increase to other fields that work well. This works physically and energetically. I did have an email from someone who said she feels good inside, but she feels pressed upon from the outside. What we're going to do is take the inside and increase and move it out and move it out layer by layer until you have the authority of the creation around you. This doesn't mean you're a Donald Trump or anything. What this means is we're just strengthening ourselves outwards, that we're able to be the authority of the energy around us. We're able to put ourselves close to our body, so we're not so diffuse enough that anybody can just walk through. And now we overlap a lot, of course, but we don't want that to be bothersome. And if your energy is the highest one that walks through, then that works. Let's strengthen everybody for that. So there's always a sense of being invaded when we get sick, like something is out to get us, and that some part of us feels victimized, marginalized. So all the places, times, and spaces you felt marginalized, victimized, this is for anyone at the call. Just invite that part forward, and let's love that together. Almost everyone has some piece of them like this, but if you don't, feel free just to let the love pour, and that is just everybody on the call. So when we move into this victimized state or this marginalized state, we slow down. Our energy slows down. Our mind slows down. We're not able to function well because we're not in our own power. We've given our power to somebody else or to some circumstance, real, imagined. It doesn't matter. We're still giving it away. So for every place you gave away your power that you're just becoming conscious to, for those places that are ready to integrate, I'd like you to invite them back into your heart, and let's love them. And as they come into your heart, what they do is they begin the integration process. We activate it by acknowledging it and accepting it. We integrate it by inviting it back into our field. We synchronize by it working together with our field and getting ready to hook up again, to become whole again. And when it becomes whole, we're a new synthesis. So if you do this every day, you can sort of be a different person every day. So just allow this to come through. And when that completely happens, you have more love, more wisdom, and more empowerment. And that means you have more authority in your life to make things happen. You become a better creator of your life. Okay. Take a deep breath. This can also be used for thoughts as well. So you find yourself obsessively worrying about something. Find the part of yourself that's obsessively worried and just love the heck out of that part. So for anything you find yourself kind of circling the drain on, like you're constantly thinking about it, let's go ahead and love that part. Okay, so I'm asked to do another clearing for everywhere we gave up our power and think we can't get somewhere because a loved one or someone in our past is holding us back. That could be through money owed. That could be through legal means. That could be from their weird behavior patterns that you don't know how to be yourself within. I want you to love that part. Okay, there's a lot of grid work being done now, so we're just allowing, to me it looks like a lot of geometry coming in and things just pulsing and working together as these syntheses come together. This is a pretty good group we have here, pretty advanced. Very nice. And so allow that part of yourself, the highest part of you that you are connected to be a part of you. We're going to do a mind, body, and spirit balance. I have a beautiful question here about, I want to gain freedom. What can I do to obtain that? Financial and time freedom. So I have a lot of techniques for time and freedom, but let's do it in this way. Just take a deep breath and all the places you feel like you do not have authority or freedom, let's love that place. And if your time is overwhelming you, let's go to that eternal time, the infinite potential of time, where there is no time. And we'll put ourselves in an infinity bubble. And that means a giant sphere of infinity is around you. You can invite all your multidimensional high aspects of yourself there. Good. Now, when we feel that we have a lot of time pressure, sometimes we become less efficient. So, in fact, that's normally what happens. But you can get into this rhythm of there is no time. You're just in the flow of the creative. And the work that you do fuels you and feeds you. And so every part of yourself that feels like your work is not nurturing you, let's go ahead and delete those programs. I'll do that for everyone now. And some of you are having identity crises over that. So this is what we'll do for that. I'm going to bring in a big ball of sun to your solar plexus. And just allow those patterns to dissolve for empowerment. Okay, very good. All right, I'm going to take, I have a couple of things I'd like to say. these calls are just as powerful on replay. So if for some reason you can't be here live, it's not an issue. Just go ahead and do that. For the live calls, I do take into consideration your questions. The best way to give me a question, the finest way, is to say, I've been working on this. I can't figure out how to get this part to go. Or any question that has to do with our process, I always give those priority. So if you can make your question something that works for everyone, that's great. And if it's personal, you can put it in there. Try to make it as concise as possible. And then also, I do pay attention to all of these. Just so you know, I do pay attention to all of them. There's some level of energy work done on them. If it's a very deep something that's just not moving for you, have a personal session with me. And then we'll just keep going deeper and deeper with each session until you're really ready to integrate something. Integration sometimes gets sort of stuck. Like they start to come in and they're in good shape, but they're not going backwards. So you've already like crossed the bridge. The bridge is burned, but you don't know what to do when you get to the other side. And that it's just incomplete. It's not painful, it's just incomplete. So if you take that next step and just keep breathing it in, you'll get there. Sometimes it's just asking for more. Sometimes it's like the integration is saying, yes, you got it, that's it. But now I need you to also accept all these other things as well. And as you keep accepting one after another, it synthesizes within your being stronger. I hope that helps. So if you feel like, oh, this is getting very interesting, what's happening to me, that's what's going on if you're in that place. All right, very good. So let's go ahead and take a caller. So I guess we have a few. all right, let's go. To Houston, 713.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, who's this?
This is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
I was married to somebody for 28 years, and then I've been divorced from since 1998, and I still can't totally disconnect. And I've done everything I can to cut cords. They just basically gave up trying to love me, and my life has been really, really hard since that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to disconnect, and I don't know how. I've done everything I know how.
How do you feel you're connected? Is it to a person, or is it this feeling that they tried to love me and they couldn't?
They did try to love me and they couldn't, and it's to their soul, because on some levels we're really connected on a soul level.
Mm-hmm.
And they still call me up from time to time occasionally. They're married to somebody else, and you know, and it's hard on me.
Yeah.
I try to put them in the friend place, and I heard you talk to somebody else on another call about that, and it's really hard to put them in the friend place and then have them call me up from time to time. And
yeah. Okay, because you have romantic desires still?
No, I just still feel they're part of who I am as a soul. And
well, that could be
we
true.
We were on the same spiritual path for a really long time together, and we practiced meditation like twice a day for 40 years, you know. And it's hard to, like, I can't let go of that piece. That's who I am. But, you know, they still come to the same church. And even in Houston, which is a huge town, there's only one church that does that particular thing. And so, you know, I still see them, and it's just hard.
It's kind of ripping your heart out?
Yeah.
Okay. So I want you to go to that feeling, the place where your heart feels ripped out. And let's love that part. So, Sandy, when I look at that part of you, it's like a million little pieces.
Yeah, because I feel like I did so many things wrong, and I wish I could you don't get do-overs. I just wish I could do it better, but I didn't.
Yeah, let's love this part. Let's love this part. So I'm loving all those thousands of pieces that were disintegrated. And just keep your heart open, as I know it is, and let's invite them in. So this longing for being able to do it right or better in order to make them love you, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to that part that longs to be able to redo it better. And I have to say, that part actually thinks she did a pretty good job. Do you really feel that's it, or is this a way that you're beating yourself up?
That's how I'm beating myself up, because I don't know what I could have, would have, should have done better, but it
yeah.
wasn't good enough.
Really? Or is it that he didn't have the capacity to love?
Possibly that, too.
Yeah. So you think if you were just better, he would have loved you more?
Yeah, or if I could have. He was always taking my inventory and telling me what I could have done better, and it was hard not to believe that, because
mm-hmm.
financially he supported me, but that was pretty much where he supported me. And since that time, I've had a really hard time.
Okay, let's go ahead and love this part. So this is what happened when you got divorced. The part of you, this is one of the things that happened. I don't want to make this whole life experience this little two-minute thing with you, but this part of you started using this as a way to sort of beat yourself up. You probably put it into, I could have improved. This is how I'm going to make myself better. It was a heart journey, but that when a heart journey goes from sincerity into self-destructive emotional patterns, which you've done, then you lose
right.
power. You lose power. So this is what's happened. So let's go into that part of you that gave away the knowing of what really happened. We have to forgive ourselves. We have to love ourselves. And what I think you're really going to be forgiving yourself is how you've beaten yourself up since. So let's go ahead and love those parts. You know, we all have to give ourselves permission to have had our messy lives, you know?
Yeah.
Here she comes. All right, so now I see this idea of this part of you that just is encaged and just won't let herself be loved by you. Can you love yourself a little more?
I'm trying.
Yeah, just do it. You can do it. There you go. There she comes. All right, she doesn't know if she can trust you. And do you know why? Because you kind of disavowed her.
Yeah.
Let's love her. She's coming in. All right, the sync up is beginning. And she's asking for more pieces. Did you used to be more playful at one time?
Yes.
Let's invite those parts in. Very good. They don't need anything. They just were out of you because you went into this deep place of mourning and beating yourself up. So you don't want to use things, and this is for everyone on the call, we don't want to use experiences in our lives as an excuse to beat ourselves up. And this is what has happened here. You're not quite ready, but you're really close. So keep loving. I want that laser, beautiful love going right to that part of you that you kind of dismissed from your life, that broke up from your life, the part that knows how to make your life run.
Okay, thank you.
Here she comes. How are you feeling?
Better. It's like the playful parts, nobody liked them. They were inappropriate at inappropriate times, and it was hard to be playful, so I just kind of shut it down.
Inappropriate, really inappropriate, or judged inappropriate?
Judged inappropriate.
Okay. So if you looked at someone else doing what you did, was it appropriate or not?
Yeah, it was okay, but the people around me thought it wasn't at the time.
Okay, let's love that part that was judged and shut down. There you go. So you've made some progress. Can you keep loving these parts until they completely get in?
Yeah.
I mean, they're in, but they'll synthesize more. Okay, good. And then whatever comes up next, I want you to keep loving it.
Okay.
You feel better? Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to our next caller. All right. Let's go to 661. Hello?
Hi, this is
Hi.
Megan.
Hi, Megan, how are you?
I'm just I'm thrilled to be here with you.
Oh, good, I'm glad you're here.
Very powerful work so far. So.
Good.
I would like to have some help in knowing what to do now daily to help my chronic pain in my lower back and right hip. I know already today's work has been phenomenal, and with chronic pain, there's just always so much fear that it's going to come back.
Okay.
So I'd like some help in that way.
Okay, so let's turn this into something that everybody can use, including you, of course. So fear is going to come back. So for everyone who has a fear that something is going to come back, like a boomerang effect, let's go ahead and love that part that's in the fear.
Okay.
Good. And anxiousness. There's a lot of energy in this fear. So I need you to get to this part of acceptance. So we're going to love the part that doesn't accept the symptoms that you're in, because until we, while we're in that resistance, they don't clear.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
How you doing?
Okay. I never thought of that.
Yeah. So, yeah. And that's a lot of energy, by the way, to be afraid and resistant of something that may not come, you know? And then it also, we put so much energy on it, it probably is going to come because we're kind of manifesting it.
Yeah.
So much energy is on it. So, yeah. So now that's one part of your question. The other is, I want you to go to that core and strengthen it every day. So we can go to the infinite potential and ask 100% infinite potential for the less sensation, because you're saying pain is your issue?
Yes.
What is your pain level now?
Oh, maybe one.
Okay.
But I'm lying down.
Good.
I'm lying down.
All right. So I'll do a quick strengthening, one to zero, so it can go all the way down. And then when you move, is that when it gets back worse?
Yes, or sit too long.
Okay, so 100% infinite potential for when you sit too long?
Yes.
What you want to do is break pain into sensations, right?
Okay.
You delete the sensations. So whatever that sensation is, we'll delete that out of the nervous system. Now, pain, of course, is telling us something. There may be some, it could be many things. It could be that we need to know something. It may be that it's repeating over and over like an echo because there's an emotional attachment to it. I'm giving you a few clues here. But keep your core strong is your most important thing. And so you can ask the infinite potential for what you want, delete what you don't want, and it kind of happens all together. And we'll just keep working at it. We've got a few more calls here. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so let's go to the next caller. Okay. Let's go to 505.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Who's this?
Hi. This is Tana.
Hey, Tana. How are you?
I'm very happy to be here. Thank you. This is wonderful.
Good.
So what's been going on with me that I don't seem able to shift is just a lot of despair and hopelessness around illness. And when you talked earlier about programming, about a cascade of symptoms coming in, it seems like things with my health, which have been very poor for a long time, it just seems like there's more and more symptoms happening. And so I'm growing more and more hopeless and discouraged. And I feel that momentum, and I really can't seem to shift it. It also, I related to the woman on the first call. I was divorced about 10 years ago and really feel like I lost some deep piece of me and support and have had an increasingly, it seems like a harder time just kind of finding who I am and what I'm doing in this world.
Okay, take a deep breath.
Okay.
So now, there are several things we can work on here. So what I'm doing, because some people take this so they can learn how to do it, so that's why I'm talking this way. We're going to go to the hopelessness, which feels like the weakest thing that you said. That's the thing that drags you the most. So let's go to all time, spaces, and dimensions that you felt hopeless. You understand, Tana, how to make that sanctuary in your heart that's in the first couple of MP3s?
Yes. Yeah.
Go ahead and do that. Let me help you clean out your heart. Okay. So your heart is your sanctuary. So what? How would your life be different if you cleaned it out every day? How would that feel to you?
Feel really good.
Okay, so I want you to run that unconditional love through it every day. And I'm going to do a few tweaks to your alignment here. All the places where you gave away your power, let's delete those programs and reset you. So I'm starting this in motion. I'm going to ask for it from all time spaces in the past, in the present, in the future. Just delete all of this giving away of your power. Okay. All right. So now let's go to all the places where you're kind of in the pattern of hopeless and invite those parts of your energy there to come home so we can transmute them back into unconditional love. All right. So there's about 50,000. I'm going to bring them into your heart now, and they have been really waiting for you.
Mm.
There's actually not much to do here. We just need to clean them off, wash them off. And so what's lacking is we have to get your core strong enough to take them. And how do you do that? And this is for anyone who's really in illness. You want to strengthen your core every day. You can mentally sorry, we just had a doorbell. Sorry about that, everyone. You can run a line of energy up and down your spinal cord. It would just with your mind. Now, once you get good and you don't need to do it with your mind anymore, use your energy. And so for that, it would just look like, for me, it's wider gold energy up and down my spinal cord, up and down, straight line. Anywhere that it feels that it's not a straight line, I know there's something to work on. So balance is always about going back to center. You're always moving back. We're in constant motion, coming back. And so that's what you want to do. And if that's what you did every day, you would come out of your hopelessness. So let's go to your divorce. Did someone divorce you? Was this your choice or was it their choice? What happened?
Their choice.
Okay. So let's go back to the place where you felt like you didn't have any choice and you lost your security. If you lose your security, we lose our sense of well-being. So let's go and find that part that's still there. And let's invite her to stop knocking on that door and come home. it would be like having a teenage daughter going to someone's house saying, let me in, let me in. And we want to invite her back to you because you're the ultimate place for her. Here she comes. A little confused, so let's send her love. Okay, there she is. So, Tana, for you, keeping your core clear and open so that you can get all of this empowerment back is going to give you the fastest result.
That feels really good.
How are you feeling now?
It feels hopeful. That feels hopeful.
Okay, so let's be in calm and self-love. Even more than hopeful, I want you to be in self-love. So I want you to feel that. And for you and everyone, let's spend the self-love, the wisdom, the empowerment. There you go.
Yeah.
So there is a part of you that doesn't believe that you have empowerment. So for you and everyone who doesn't believe this can be yours, let's love that part and delete all the patterns in the way of this. And a lot of times it's where we project our empowerment on someone else. The MP3s are pretty good for this. So let me know how they're going with you, but use them as much as you can just to kind of get these layers and layers off so you can get back into loving yourself.
Yeah, I'm using them a lot. Yeah.
Okay, good, Tana. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Sherry. Thank you so much, everyone.
Okay. All right. So our next caller is, let's see. Let's go to the web. Lavone?
Yes, I am. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yes, I'm sort of similar to the other two people. I had a really toxic marriage quite a number of years ago. I just completely lost myself there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel
mm-hmm.
Whatever identity I had before, I just had nothing at the end of that 20-year marriage. And so I've really struggled a lot with, depression, but a lot with health issues. And my heart has been I had open heart surgery, and my heart is just getting weaker and weaker. And it seems to be affecting everything else in my life. I'm having sort of into that. Is there any hope or... I'm just wondering what blocks, I've done a lot of clearing, what blocks are there that I'm still...
Okay.
Or something, I want to move forward and I can't seem to move forward.
Okay. Let's love yourself.
Let's love yourself.
I'm hearing an echo. Do you have me live on two lines?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
So certainly...
So I can make it, I'll make it a bit quieter,
Okay.
Maybe it's too loud. I'll just see. Sometimes I turn the volume down. Okay, we'll try that.
All right, so the first thing
is...
I'm still getting an echo here. But we have to strengthen your core.
Strengthen your core.
Just like Tana.
Okay.
Just like Tana.
Do that now.
Do that now.
All right.
All right.
So let's go into this place where you felt disempowered and invite this part back. And I feel a heavy depression. So we're pulling her back from the depression. And we're asking her if she'd like to come back. And these pieces come back when our core is strong. And so you've sort of given up on yourself. So for everyone who's given up on yourself, you're going to have to take my faith in you a little longer until you get it in yourself. Let's strengthen you now. And I'm going to clear your heart a little. There's a lot of energy going out wanting and hoping and feeling terrible. So I'm going to run energy along those lines and just change the whole pattern of it. And we're going to ask it to go to the soul parts of yourself that are ready to return. Here we go. I'm going to bring a waterfall of light down on you just to help wash the energy of the depression away. And we're going to go through all the quantum particles of you and open and let the toxic depression go. This is a slowness. And when your body has these emotions, it doesn't work efficiently. It gets really slow in how it works. And you don't detox well. Here we go. So are you surrounded by people who don't believe in you?
I'm actually quite isolated. I was married to basically a narcissist sociopath. I have 4 children. And they're all very similar to him. So,
okay.
And my family, I had to leave my marriage. And I just basically had no one in my life.
Okay, so you don't have, but what you're still carrying is the energy of the family dynamic. So
yeah,
I need to strengthen you to the family dynamic. So I think you're also, like one of our other callers, beating yourself up a lot with this, and that's holding you in the depression. And so let's go ahead and love these parts. They're still.
I always felt it was all my fault, and I don't see that anymore. But probably there's some residual about that.
Yeah, let's bring these parts back that are still thinking, that split off.
Yeah.
And let's invite all the parts that split off back that are ready. You're lightening up really fast. Here we go. So for you, I want you to keep purifying your field. Just keep it as clean and clear as you can. You don't have to be obsessive about it, but get as much self-love and that high. When you think of self-love or unconditional love, what do you think of? Is there a spiritual thing?
Yeah, I feel I have a divine connection, like that's sort of my lifeline.
All right, let's make that bigger.
Excellent.
So some part of you believes that this experience that you have has shifted the trajectory of your life to such a degree that you can't reclaim it. So all the people who have those patterns, let's delete those, and let's love the part that gives a power away to the past this much. And let's disentangle this sense of destructiveness. When you're married to these sorts of personalities, and there's like a underlying sense of you're not good enough and you're about to be destroyed. So all the parts of yourself that feel like you're about to be destroyed, let's love those parts.
Yeah.
Your heart likes that one. I'm going to go to your surgery. Tell me what the heart surgery was.
It was open heart surgery on a valve replacement, but my heart had in a lot, so they didn't believe that I would even make it through the surgery. So, my heart is on a very low functioning ever since. And
okay, let's strengthen the function of your heart. So we owe it to our heart to let as much of this depression go as possible, because that'll help the function.
Yeah.
So disentangle your past. And let's also strengthen you to the miracle that you did well. No one believed you'd survive, and you did. Let's love this part. Okay, I want to go into the parts of your heart that are holding the energy of the relationship and delete that. Reset that. I'm going to go to the empty spaces in your heart and clean out that energy. How are you feeling?
I'm just breathing it all in and releasing it. Yeah.
Good, good. Okay. So you're a lot... clearer right now. I want you to hold this clearing as much as you can. When you find yourself out of it, just keep returning to it. You can re-listen to this call as often as you want. And we'll just see, we'll just watch your progression because you can get better.
Well, I believe that. And I mean, you know, really just doing everything I can, but it just seems I'm deteriorating instead of moving forward. And I'm quite concerned about that, yeah.
The part that feels like you're deteriorating, let's love that part. Okay, so let's say someone is deteriorating. I'm not saying you are, but let's say that someone is in the final few days of their life. We don't want them to be attached to the feeling of deterioration. It just makes it happen faster. So as we bring this back to neutrality, back to self-love, then we're able to have more energy to enjoy every moment that we have. So you kind of know, I think you know, or you wouldn't be on this call, that you could improve the energy level of your life. And that's what we're going to do today. And that's where things can become miraculous the way they did when you survived that surgery.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's where I really feel I need help with that. Like, I know that, but it's like I need help.
Yeah, I got it. I'm happy you're here.
Thank you.
All right. I'm looking forward to finding out how things are going for you. And thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you. Okay. We're going to 561.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Hi. Sherry, I don't know how to ask, you know, help or what to elicit. I just freeze. So many questions and emotions rise up, and I do see that I wrap them in a kind of invisible wall and press them down, and I freeze like now.
Okay, let's freeze. Let's work on the part of you that froze. Can you send love out to the part that froze and invite that part to come back to you?
I'm blocking that.
Let's do it together. The part of you that's fearful of being seen?
Yeah.
Love her. That's embarrassed? Self-conscious? Trying to control your behavior. What are you feeling now?
Difference. I feel different. I have fears, and the right side of my body feels lighter than the left.
Okay. Let's just keep loving that part that feels different. Strengthening you to evenness. All right. I'm going to clean up some energy around your neck and your head. Just go ahead and breathe. I'm just going to move that out. How are you feeling now?
Doubtful because... Yeah.
Let's love the doubt part that's doubtful.
Okay.
All right, so this doubtful part also feels a little lost. So let's bring her in and love her. She's not sure she's lovable.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep loving her. So everyone who feels a part of themselves that's not lovable, let this work with you. Okay. So I feel her defending, hiding. I'm just going to let her know I accept that she did this. We're going to keep loving her. And we go in, and now she's got dark coal around her, and I see her light, and we're going to bring it through. She's like playing hide and seek a little bit. And she's also asking for other pieces to come in, and we're going to invite them in. This one feels like it doesn't know how to let go of the darkness it was hidden in. So I'm just loving her. There we go. So she lets that go. She's gone from black to gray to sparkly. Just letting all of these, there we go. Okay, she's coming in now. Now you have to strengthen your core to accept these parts of yourself. How are you feeling now?
Oh, great.
Great. Okay. Emotional?
Blank and sad, anxious, afraid.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye bye. All right.
Bye bye.
Okay. Dan, you're up. Hi.
Sherry, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I have to just very quickly, that was amazing. Oh, my gosh. I've been on every call, I think, in your programs, and that and maybe it's just from the doing all of them, but that was just so powerful.
The callers?
The beginning
mean?
Part.
The beginning, yeah.
No, the beginning.
Yeah.
All of them are so great, Sherry. They really are, but that was just, wow. So I've been working with this, I guess maybe all of it's kind of been cleared up. There's so many things that happened through this call. But I've been working on my knee, Sherry, that left knee. And it feels like it, you know, I've just been working energetically with it. It feels like it's a, is the left side the masculine side?
It's generally the feminine.
Is it? Okay, so then I'm mixed up.
That's okay. And you know, just because it's generally true doesn't mean it's true. Okay, so let's go to your left knee. And so tell me about it now, because I know we did a lot of clearing. So where is it now?
Yeah. Okay, it's it feels a little, it does feel better. It's when I bend it, and it's right underneath the patella.
Right.
You know, that's where I feel the pain when I bend down. You know,
okay.
I've got it, you know, I did have some, sure, it's gone away. A little bit has gone away, but I have it, it's probably like at a 5, you know, versus what it was before.
Okay.
It's when exercise, hard exercise, I start running and things, you know, then I can really feel it.
Right. Okay. So let's see what I can do. So let's strengthen you 100% infinite potential to, tell me when you feel it, what's the pain feel like?
It's really, I can feel it underneath. That's, and it's the pain is, it's almost like a worried pain.
I know.
Like I worry when I feel it. Okay.
Yeah.
Because
like that's the first thing that came up. He's really worried about his knee. Okay. So let's strengthen you to letting go of the worry and pain it causes in your knee. And we'll delete that. 0 - infinity. And reset. All right. So when I do that, just for those of you who are on to play along to learn how more, so that immediately will show up the things that are clearing for me. That's how it shows up for me. And I see a feeling of being like snagged in that knee. and held behind in that knee by, you said, I think you said in your note you had a sense of a weakened masculinity, but it feels like a feminine power you've given your energy away to, or someone who feels like it's holding you back. So let's go into all the places where you feel held back.
Well, Sherry, this is all even from the last call that you did about the getting my passport and moving on. I went to the core of that issue, and I've cleared a lot of that up, and I feel a lot more free. But I think that's what that knee's about. I really do.
Yeah, I think
my
so too.
My ex-wife and that, yes.
Yeah. So let's go into the hold she has on you. And so bending, you know, a knee is like a will part of our body. You know, in church, sometimes we kneel, and that's part of the chakras behind the knee, giving our will up to the higher authority. And so you want to keep that aligned just with your own higher authority. So let's go ahead and realign any place you feel overpowered by the ex and your agreement. And I feel some sadness in there still. To love the parts that feel sad, feel stuck, captured, inhibited. And then the phrase, you can run, but you can't hide, coming up. So all the places where you feel some, a little bit of that, delete and reset. Okay, 100% infinite potential, delete the worry. Okay, now I'm going to go to the pain. 5 to 4, 4 to 3, 3 to 2 is where it feels now. I don't know where your perception is, but that's where you're testing. So I'm going to strengthen the 2 pain to go to a 1 and a 1 to a 0. And everything in the way of that to delete. Okay, I'm strengthening you to your feminine potential, your masculine potential. Here we go. Okay, what's coming up for you now?
When you're going through that, I my heart was a deep, it's hard to explain, deep resonance in my heart. And then all of a sudden, when you went from the pain from 2 to 1, something, you know, closed down or something. I'm not sure. I don't think it's even a bad thing, Sherry. I don't know, you know.
Okay. What's your pain level now? What's your pain level now? Maybe that'll help us find it.
There we go. Probably maybe a 2 at the most.
Okay.
1
good.
Maybe even. You know, that's good.
Okay.
That's going
down
a lot.
One. All right. So the part that closed back up, the part that felt like you had to close back up, let's love that part.
Yeah.
All right. There's some resistance there. Let's love the part that's resistant. Let's love the part that's frozen. Let's love the part that's holding yourself from other relationships in an open-hearted way. There we go. Coming back now. It's almost like a feeling like if it comes towards you, you probably shouldn't have it or something. So like there's a resistance comes up. It's shifted quite a bit. But let's get into this last bit and let that clear. Here we go. Coming in. There's a distrust of feminine energy. So let's go ahead and love this part that distrusts. where it feels like it's holding you back. This is how it's, you know, it's been working. Like, you can't quite move ahead financially or in any other way. You can't quite move ahead, like you're stuck in it. So it's resolving. You're working through it. There we go. It's coming. So strengthen your core just a little stronger here, a little more light, and look for like that clear light, that clear brightness. There you are. Okay, how are you doing now?
Well, that was amazing. The subtleties that we both were tuning into, I was tuning into also. How,
yeah,
I closed up and then opened back up again and then allowed a deeper sense of transformation. And, oh, my gosh, that was awesome. That was
thank
really
you,
neat,
Dan.
Huh?
I'm glad. Well, thank you so much for calling.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Take
bye-bye.
Care.
You too. Okay. All right. Anna, how are you?
Am I on?
Yes, you are. How are you doing, dear?
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My issue is that I'm really scared of other people's judgment, and I have trouble knowing what I self want. I think I've been in hiding since I was very young, always trying to please people.
Did you feel some shifts when we were working with that earlier today on the call?
Yeah, it's been similar questions, I know.
Okay, so let's go to what's left. So so at this moment, what is it that you're feeling? Is it judgment? Like you're, because the judgment, I'm not feeling that at the moment. So what else is there?
It's when I do something wrong, I really beat myself up, and I'm very sensitive to what other people want. Or I think I had to do that when I was young, because not to get abused and my parents.
Yes, so self-judgment is very strong. And it's not just judgment. It's like holding yourself in this very high and limited ability to move and express. So let's go to the part of yourself that put yourself in a cage and love her. Just try. So this is what I see. I see this part that's working in overdrive and overtime to try to fix herself and make it better and to adapt to other people's will and other people's craziness and hyper judgment. And so you developed this, I'll call it a cage, but it's like a prison you put yourself in that you can only move so far. And that's been a bit of you've been captive by this for a while. So let's love the part and disentangle all the parts of yourself that set that up. I see a little girl saying, I just had to do it. I didn't know better. So I know you've worked on her for her to be able to say that to me. So I'm going to love her, and you can love her with me. So now you're starting to judge her. So let's love the part that's judging her. So you have an adaptive way that you've come in it, but you're still holding a parental way of judging. So let's love the part that's holding that parental judgment on yourself. And the part that developed this extreme adaptation to it. Okay, let's bring this in. And some of it you just absorbed as a child. Okay, you just went frozen on me, so let's love the part that's frozen. And strengthen your core to the divine light and invite your part in. She goes into this place of kind of numbness as a substitute for love. So I want you to think of like a wild rose kind of love, just this wild love, this this unpredictable but beautiful acceptance of love. Here we go. That's what she wants. She's looking for that part in you to reconnect to. How are you doing? What's coming up now?
I feel a pressure over my chest, and I feel very sad.
Okay. So it's okay. I give you permission to be sad. Let's love this part that feels sad. And we just accept the fact. And we're allowing these pieces to come in as they can. All right. So you've got a lot of pieces that are ready to come in now. That are coming in as like the first group to come in before the pieces we're talking to come. Here they are. They're kind of shedding shells, if you could think of it that way, like places that they were calcified in, I would say. Okay. Some real beauty coming here. There's two that are in now. One is still shedding. And then there's another one who is asking for more. So I'm going to love her more. Can you love her with me more? She's the one who's skeptical.
I can feel her.
Yeah. So she's showing me her skepticism and how much she's had that through her life and how she's used it as a cloak of protection. You know how Harry Potter had the cloak of invisibility? She had a cloak of skepticism as a way to protect herself. Go down deeper. She's telling me when she was open before, it didn't turn out well. And so I'm loving her as she's telling the story. It didn't turn out well. We'll love her more. And underneath that, what is there? There's a playful child. Okay, that's beautiful. Let's get her back. She's ready to come. So I'm strengthening this integration. It's starting to happen. She's like putting one toe in to synthesizing with you, but she's syncing up. She's cautious. She's afraid she will not be loved for who she is, that she will be rejected by you. Can you love her?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. She says, like a dancer. How are you doing?
I'm shivering.
Did you say shivering?
Yeah.
Okay. That's okay. It's a big integration. So we'll just love that part. So we want to go into self-acceptance. So that's what I'd like you to practice, the self-love and self-acceptance until we get this completely integrated. And it's almost there, sweetie. There's no going back now. Okay, there's a part of your heart that feels hard still, or how does that feel?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to love that. You have, you may not know this, but you have kind of like a, like this goddess sort of energy about you that's quite beautiful and very free. And she's coming for you now. She's showing up for you. How are you feeling?
Okay, fine.
Are you fine? Are you able to do the rest on your own? Do you need a little bit more? Because I don't want to leave you lurched here.
If you can do a little bit more, I'd like that.
Tell me what's up.
If you can do a little bit more, I would appreciate.
Tell me what you feel.
I feel I'm still shivering, but I'm okay. One part feels hard.
Okay, let's talk about the part that's hard. I think we just busted a boulder and we just have to get all this through for you. So this part that feels hard, let's love this part. She's really hiding. She doesn't want to be seen. She doesn't want to be heard, and she wants to be invisible. She feels like she would die if people saw her, that it's dangerous to be seen. I'm loving that part. Okay, she's also a playful part. She's coming out now. Integrating now. How are you? Are you feeling calmer or are you shivering?
No, I'm feeling calmer.
Good. That was really good work.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care of yourself today. And if more tears come, that's fine. Just allow that and just keep the love flowing.
Thank you
very much. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Okay, let's go to Miami 305.
Hi, Sherry. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Who's this?
It's a wonderful... This is Myra. Myra.
Hi, Myra.
I know you have another Myra on the call. So
okay.
Two Myras on the call.
Okay.
Since the call started, I've been feeling a lot of contractions in different parts of my body. I feel it a lot in the solar area, the heart, and from the neck up.
Okay. Let's strengthen you to release this. So we all have a cycle of flexion and extension, and all the cells of our body, even when we do craniosacral work, there's a flexion and extension. So let's go in to this part that's really contracted. Strengthen all the patterns of contracting down. What were you feeling when the contraction started?
I have a sense that it's a protection mechanism because I had been through some really horrific stuff the last 10 years. And I think because of that, those experiences and the trauma, I might have developed different multiple layers maybe even of not allowing others to work on me, or I look at everything as an attack maybe.
Yeah.
So I think that could be that I contract out of fear. And so, and the interesting thing is that when I work in a group, I feel worse after than before I got into the call.
Okay.
And I don't know. I've done a lot of work on this. Obviously, it's been 10 years. But there might be some things I'm not quite aware of that with your help, I would hope that maybe we can get down to the bottom. I do have a session in the future. I can get one for a bit. But if I could have some help on some of this right now, I really would certainly appreciate it because I would love to enjoy and take advantage of the calls that are coming up.
Yes, absolutely. Take a breath. Okay, so let's allow all the things that feel like attacks that are not to move away now. And all of the pain other people expressed on the call that felt like an attack to you, was it when the callers started or was it before that it started?
It was after when the callers got on the call.
Okay, so that happens sometimes. We pick up other people's stuff that relates to us in some way. There always has to be some sort of resonance. So let's go ahead and just open up that part of you that's in resistance to the fact that other people have pain. And let that go. And let's go into the part that's resisting your own pain. And love that. And that is the contraction, the part that goes really tight, tight, tight. When a reminder of your own pain comes up, it's like reliving it. Okay, so let's go in and love this part, this hypersensitive part that closed up like a little porcupine. Okay, so can you follow me, Myra? Can you feel that I've touched this part?
A little. I feel a little, yes.
Okay, so can you open and beam love into this part?
Okay.
There we go. You got her. So, so she's like wiggling a little bit. So I'm going to continue to love with you. Love this part. Love this part. She's telling me about the time and how difficult and how she has to do this. And she doesn't really know another way. So I'm going to strengthen you 100% infinite potential for other options, other ways of being. She's telling me about a lifetime that you had where a town burned in and she kept going from building to building and each one burned down on top of her. And finally she found a closet and just decided she would die in that closet. And it wasn't the fire, it was the inhalation that got her, inhaling the fumes of other people dying, of the buildings burning down, and she's holding that trauma. So I'm going to go to her place that she has this memory. I'm feeling the smoke here, so let's pull her out. Loving her, just allow the love to be there. You're very good at seeing. I'd like you to take that same skill and drop it to your heart and beam the love. There you go. You actually are a heart person. You may not know that yet, but you are. Okay, let's bring this back. All right, this wave is bringing her back. You have a wave. It's activated now. She's coming back. I'm strengthening your core. She's coming in a different way than other people bring things in, but that is fine. She's going to integrate. Okay, she has another story she wants to tell. She needs you to know that she was precious and she was left behind.
I know what that is.
Okay. Let's love her. Okay.
It was during a war. It was during a war, and it wasn't on this planet.
Okay. Okay.
I remember.
All right. I'll let her come join
That's
you.
Is that why I break out in blisters in my body?
It can be, yes.
In my skin?
It's very prominent. I mean, she was very clear that this had to be addressed before she would integrate.
Yes.
So she still has something else she wants to tell me. She feels like she was just not loved through that abandonment. So for everyone who felt abandoned, and I'm so glad that you brought this up. So for everyone who would like to call in abandoned pieces, do this now, and let's love the abandoned pieces. So sometimes when other people abandon us or we have these memories, we begin a pattern of abandoning ourselves. And we don't know how quite to bridge that. So let me give you a good bridge. You can use a white light, a golden light, a violet light, whatever is light for you, and make a bridge to that piece and invite them home. Now, if you were to adopt an orphan, or if you were to bring home a child from a hospital, you would want it to be a pleasant home. And this is the same way that we bring these pieces home. We have to give it a home better than probably the one we grew up in. So just go ahead and strengthen your core to that beautiful, loving, accepting place. There you go. She's thinking about it. She's looking in the windows, deciding if this is safe for her. So for many lifetimes after, you also developed relationships with fire, where you were really good at burning things down as a way to try to heal this part. So she's checking that out. Let's strengthen you to all the patterns that you developed that are no longer appropriate. And then so they're in complete control and they're safe. There she is, walking in the door. Strengthen your core with more love, Myra. And then just hold her in your arms when she comes. How are you feeling?
Better.
Okay.
It's interesting. I have 6 fire signs in my zodiac.
You're good at fire.
Yeah.
So you took something that was used against you and learned to really master it,
yeah.
Right? You learned how to the mastery of it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I must have.
No,
but
go
so
ahead.
The part of me that would contract. How was that related to that experience? Because it was a memory of another trauma that kind of matched with the trauma of the last.
Yeah, memories do odd things. Yeah, so I see you're contracted, running from house to house as one's burning down, the next one's burning down, the next one's burning down. She's really good. And finally, she gives up in resignation and goes into a closet. And it doesn't even burn down, but she does get smoke inhalation. So there was a lot of resignation.
Right.
Wrong decision.
Giving up is a big one. Somebody mentioned that in the call already, the giving up. And I resonated with that, and I'm wondering did I process it through the caller, or did I contract and not even accept it?
Let's love the part that feels resignation. But she's got a lot of crazy stories to tell you too, right? She's been through a lot of horror. So let's love the part that feels the resignation. And for her, it's like she just needs a good bath and a hose down, and she's ready to come in, get the soot off.
Let's give her a clean hose of water.
Yeah.
Of light.
So,
light.
Especially since
you
have so much
up.
Fire, like, you know, maybe play with a little waterfall of light coming in. Just to accept her, you let her come in. So she's there. She's in the waiting room, which is the heart, and she's ready to come in when you're ready. Here she goes.
I'm bathing her in light.
Good job. Good job. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I'm looking forward to our session. Thank you for everything you've been doing on this call for me and for everyone else.
Thank
you're amazing.
You.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, so we have 2 more callers. And Colleen, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Oh, my God, amazing call. All of it at the beginning was incredible. Boy, I was... really, I don't know where I was.
I'm good.
And I had a couple of things that came up, but one of the things that came up in the embryo was about my mother and her self-image and weight and how people were putting a lot of pressure on her, too. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if that has... And I was a big baby, you know, and she did... I know that, you know, that's always been a big issue with her, but also with my father and I think that, you know, my sister and brother and all sorts of things. So, I don't know if that has anything to do with, my weight problems and also my aversion to exercise.
Your aversion to exercise? Okay.
Yeah.
So let's go to any patterns that you absorbed from your mom about weight. So let's go into being too big. And being weighed and measured, you know, as children, we're weighed and measured a lot. And it can be really, depending on how it's done, it can really put a lot of weird messages in us. So let's, for you and everyone else who has weird weighed and measured and judged about weight, let's delete 0 minus infinity. And then love the parts that just sort of got disassociated and shut down over this. Sometimes we get resigned. It's like, forget it. I'm just going to go eat another cookie. You know, so let's love all these parts. I feel like your mom was sort of horrified by the whole thing. Like who she would be completely rejected and annihilated if she got too big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think my father had a lot to do with that too. Plus her upbringing. Yeah.
Was he judgmental about her weight?
Very much. Oh, yeah. Yeah, even when she was sick and it was the last month of her dying, she did gain a little weight. She was always on the thin side. And she put her on the scale. I'll never forget. I was horrified in the kitchen because she wanted to eat ice cream. She goes, I'm dying.
So it was her last month of her life and he made her weigh herself?
Yes, Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah.
It was really.
Yeah.
Plus, she also was brought up, she was an actress, you know, she was a movie star
mm-hmm.
before she married.
Mm-hmm. Are you there, Colleen?
Yes.
Okay.
I think some tears are starting to flow.
Good. Let them flow. Okay, so all the memories that little girl absorbed from, like the torture that your mom went through and the fact she had to accept the torture from your father, even in her last month. And I can see why you would reject this rigid system that he had and from him and doctors and whatever that your mother went through. Plus if she was a movie star, studios. So let's love all this rigid reject. I mean, you have to reject that because it's inhumane. So let's just love all these parts that rejected this rigidness and are in resistance to it. Because there's energy in being resistant to that. Let's love this part. So there's horror to go through, frozen to go through. And I think you really resonated with her pain, you know, like the weight and wanting to eat ice cream is sort of like a validation of life, a living thing someone would do for joy, you know,
mm-hmm.
and being denied that. So food would be like a denial of life's joy in some way for that part of you that witnessed that. How old were you when you witnessed this?
When my mom was
dying,
or
yeah,
that was about 10 years ago because I was there.
Let's go from your conception to her death and everything in between, all the messages you got from her lineage and her experience about women resigning to men's control over weight or a company, corporation, or whatever thing she was involved with. To control that and how she felt inhibited. And the part of you that felt defiant, overweight, like being a little heavier would be the way to say, that's just not my way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's love the part that's defiant. And the most pronounced part of this, that love is running through the whole lineage. We're just going to let that run while I talk to you. It wasn't her choice. It was like she gave up the power and authority to the husband and part of the career. So let's go to the part of you that feels like that you gave up the authority or you mimicked her giving up authority. Let's return the authority of your weight management to you. And the joy of eating to you, and the joy of not eating to you, and the joy of not managing, just however you want to do it. Let's just, all the places that are misaligned with this. And let's take all of this out of you. And the echo of that story you told, let's go through all the quantum particles up to your structure and down again, and then just delete. Okay, I'm going to spin unconditional love through this, and there's a lot of tears in here.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a wedding coming up, right? So I can see why these things would be surfacing. Okay. Okay, we're not done. 100% infinite potential to clear some of these patterns from you. We're going to delete. And reset. So there's a collapse pattern, Colleen. Can we go to the part of you that's collapsing about this and love her?
Yeah.
Well, she wants to bring in like a strong energy, like a definite self-determination energy. So for you and everyone else who's ready to accept a little more self-determination energy that belongs to them, just go ahead and say yes, and we're bringing this in.
Yes.
So part of the collapse energy, I feel like a stripping. Like there was an energy that sort of stripped the core. So anything that had this sense of being stripped can be restored. And the energy that strips can be deleted. And your inner authority strengthened, your empowerment, your unconditional self-love, your wisdom. Okay, we've got to go to the part that's angry now. Are you ready to do that?
Yes, yes.
Okay, let's go to the part that's angry. Because it goes anger, horrified like that. Does that make sense?
Yes. Makes a lot of sense. Because I used to watch my mother, too. She'd throw up after every meal, so she was bulimic also, but nobody really would pay attention to that.
Yeah. So the part of you that absorbed all of your mom's pain, let's go ahead and love her. Oh, Colleen, we made a lot of progress. I think you've got some more tears that are going to flow, though. How are you feeling?
Yeah. I'm feeling very tearful, but I'm feeling a lot of relief.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot lighter.
Yeah, that stripped part was pretty profound, really. It was really like some energy just sort of stripped away in your core at one point. And that feels like it's healing. So that's really, really good. That's good.
Wow, thank you.
Oh, thank you're welcome.
You.
You're welcome. Yeah, so we want to just strengthen everybody to a strong, strong sense of loving ourselves that witnessed the pain of other people. And delete all the patterns of reliving the pain over and over again and echoing it through time. Thank you, Colleen.
Thank you so much.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Much blessing to you. All right, our next caller is 043. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hello, it's Maria. How are you doing?
Hi, nice to talk to you.
Yeah, I have some trouble sleeping.
Okay.
It's probably because it's like 4 o'clock in Australia. No, I'm just kidding. I want to do something else. I had the inspiration to do something we've never done before. Can we do a huge miracle for everybody?
Okay.
As we can do anything?
Okay, so what is the amazing thing you want to do?
Hmm?
What's the amazing thing you want to do?
Me? Oh, lots.
Did you know what it is? Is it like a dream or something? A goal?
No, I was kind of thinking of for me, yes, but for everybody, like, if we can do anything, like,
okay.
Let's do a huge miracle for everybody.
A miracle for, all right, let's do a miracle. Is this a prosperity miracle you have in mind? A healing miracle? All miracles? All right, let's do it. Okay, let's strengthen everyone. To easy miracles. To the things that we thought were hard to now be easy and effortless. Where we can lay down the pains of yesterday and move into the beautiful day that we're having. And let's go to our infinite potential and download the beautiful energy. Empowered for something new and beautiful and bright. And rejuvenating. Okay, so everyone hang on here and take a deep breath with me. Feel a little soul fusion energy. So any residual of the call, we're going to delete. Anything that you're hanging on to that it's ready to go, we'll let go of. And all patterns in the way of instant manifestation. Fast shifts. So if everyone will see themselves in a bubble of the next thing they would like in their life. So I'm seeing big purple bubbles for most people. Some are green. Some are shell colored, but I'd like you to see yourself within this energy field of flow and where the miracles can happen. All right, so letting go of all old paradigms, old memories that are in the way, repeat patterns that are in the way. Running golden energy light down through our open hearts and down to our feet. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for being on the call. It's just a pleasure to speak to everyone today. Let's go ahead and say goodbye. We'll open the line. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.